Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 27th day of Elul, Tovshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Tainis, Perek Ravi, Mishnah Zayin. We continue now from the previous Mishnah, Tilas, which talked about Tisha B'Av, the five things that happened Tisha B'Av, five things that happened Shavuot Tammuz. And now our Mishnah continues talking about the halachas that apply to the week in which Tisha B'Av falls, and about Erev Tisha B'Av. Shabbos Shechol Tisha B'Av Lias Pesecha. Shabbos means here the week. The week in which Tisha B'Av falls. Asim Alasapra. That week, when it's not allowed to have haircuts, or milachabes, or do laundry, or launder the clothes, that whole week until after Tisha B'Av. Or Bachamisha, and on the Thursday, so this is when Tisha B'Av falls on Friday, which it could in those days, when they did it based on the witnesses coming. Then Mutarin, they're allowed to wash and have haircuts on the Thursday before Tisha B'Av, before Friday. And that's Mipnei Kavod HaShabbos, because we want people to come in respectably out of Kavod of the Shabbos, which will be after Tisha B'Av. Some say no, some say leave out the haircuts, and they say no, we don't go that far to allow haircuts, but we allow at least laundering the clothes for on Thursday for the sake of Shabbos, which is after Friday. Now, this is all in the times of the Mishnah, that the Isra was really for the week in which Tisha B'Av fell in. That's the Isra of haircuts and laundry. However, nowadays, the Chachamim, we have a custom to be machmir, and we don't wash or do laundry from the beginning of the month above for the 9 days. And haircuts, we go back even further. We don't have haircuts even from the Shiva Sobatamas, from the 15th of Tammuz. In other words, the whole 3 weeks until Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av, and the eve of Tisha B'Av, after midday, in the Sudam of Sekes, in the last meal, Lo Yochal Adam Shnei Tavshil. A person should not eat two cooked foods, like an egg and a fish. The Gemara, the Bartanur explains, it's only also to have two cooked things if those things need to be cooked. If that can be eaten raw, however, and you decided to cook it, then it's not considered as a tavshil, and it's not a problem. The person boiled up some milk, for example, had some hot milk, that's not considered as a separate tavshil, because you can have milk cold as well. Lo yechal basar, a person's not allowed to eat meat, v'lo yechal yain, or drink wine. This is even one tavshil on the Sudam of Sekes. That cannot be done. We, however, nowadays, we don't have meat or wine from the 9th of Av right up until the 10th of Av after lunch, after Chatzos, till after midday. Raman Shimon ben Gamliel Amar Yeshane. He says, no, you don't have to be so strict. You just have to be changing from your normal routine. If you normally have two soups or two cooked foods, so you eat on average dish of one cooked food. If you have two cups of wine, so you have one cup of wine. Halacha, however, is not like Raman Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev B'Kfiyah Samita. Rabbi Yehuda says, one is chayev, one is obligated on Tisha B'Av to turn over the beds. In other words, don't sleep on your bed, sleep on the ground. We're not moved to this step. They said, no, you don't have to do that. You don't have to turn over the beds and in order to make him sleep on the ground. And the halach is indeed not like Rabbi Yehuda. One does not have to do kibbutz amita on Tisha B'Av. Mishnah Ches, and the last Mishnah, that was Masayim, that finishes off Masechta Tainis. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Lahoyu Yom Tovim LiYisrael Kachamishas Rabbi Av Chiyam HaKippurim. There were never days as happy for the Jewish people as the 15th day of Av and Yom Kippur. There are several reasons that are brought for the Tu B'Av, the 15th day of Av, as being such a happy day. It was the day in which it was decreed that the tribes that they are allowed to intermarry with each other. That means not intermarry, but if intertribal marriage is allowed to take place. In the Torah it says that a girl who inherits a nachala from her father, because there was no sons, she should only get married to someone in her tribe. Otherwise, the property will move from one tribe to another tribe. And the Chachamim stood up and matter. They permitted this, they relaxed this ban on the 15th of Av. And they said, no, this prohibition of marrying to another tribe applies only to the tribe of, only to the tribe of the generation of the daughters of Tzlafchat. second thing that happened was that the tribe of Binyamin was permitted to marry with the rest of the community after a period of excommunication, or a period where they were banned from marrying them. A terrible story of Plagash Begiva. Number three, there was the it was the day in which the Jewish people realized they stopped dying in the desert. For the 40 years in the desert, every year of Tisha B'Av, they would dig a grave. Moshe Rabbeinu would give an announcement, everyone would go out and dig. They would dig, and the next morning they would say, Yibod lo chayim min ha-meisim, let the living separate from the dead. They would stand up and they would find 15,000 people would die on that night. The 40th year, the last year in the desert, they did so. They all stood up alive. They thought, well, maybe we made a mistake. They went back to it the next night, until the night of the Tu B'Av, the 15th day of Av. When they saw that the moon was full and no one had died, they knew that they had made a correct calculation. There was no fear, there was no worry about the calculation being wrong, because it's a full moon. And what happened then was, they knew that the Gezerah had stopped, and they made it a Yom Tov. A fourth thing that happened was that Hoshea ben Ela had taken away the guards that were barring the entry of the northern kingdom coming into the southern kingdom for the Beis Hamikdash. They shouldn't not do the mitzvah of Oyle Regel, Chas V'Shalom. And this is Yerovim and Avot decreed that. And what happened was, on this day, on the day of Tu B'Av, this was nullified. He took away the guards so that people were once again able to come to Oyle Regel, even from the northern kingdom. The fifth thing that occurred was that the Dere Beitar were given a burial plot. They actually were brought to burial. And the sixth thing that occurred was, it was the day that they made a siyum, a completion or an ending of the time period to cut the wood for the Mizbeach. And this is because the sun's strength starts to wane from the 15th day of onwards, which means the timber doesn't get dry enough. And because of that, there was a fear of worms coming into it. And any wood and timber that had worms is possible for the Mizbeach. So therefore, they made a siyum. They completed the job of cutting the wood on this day in Tu B'Av. And like you make a suda when you finish off something of a masechta, or you finish off something in Torah, so they too made a suda for that as well. And that became a Yom Tov. Then, yeah, this is all about Tu B'Av. What about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is the reason for the tremendous, tremendous joy for that day. It's because it's the day of Slicha Mechira, or Mechila, day that Hashem forgives everything, wipes everything clean. And it's also the day that the Jewish people got the last luchos, the second set of luchos, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down for the third time. Shebohen Benois Yerushalayim, says the Mishnah further, on these days, the daughters of Yerushalayim would go, on this day, Chamisha Sabah and Yom Kippurim, the daughters of Yerushalayim would go out, Yotzos Bichleven Shalom, would go out with borrowed white clothes, Shaloy Labayishis Mishenle, in order not to embarrass those who did not have their own white clothes, so everyone would be borrowing, no one had their own. Kolak Kelim, all the clothes that they borrowed from each other, turned into a required mikveh, maybe the tummy. Again, some say he too was not to embarrass those who really did need to, because it was not clean. The daughters of Jerusalem would go out and they would dance in the vineyards, and the Brisa brings down and says anyone who didn't have a wife would come there, would go there in those vineyards. Umaho Yomas, what would they say? Bachur, young man, Sono and Achorei, lift your eyes and have a look. Marta Berlecha, see what you choose as a wife. Al Titein and Acha Benoi, don't look at the beauty. Put your eyes on the family, Yichus. As it says in Mishle, as it says, Sheker Achein v'Hevel Ayofi. Chein Sham is falsehood, is false. Beauty is Hevel, is rubbish. Isha Yiras Hashem is Sesalol. A woman who fears God, that's the woman who is to be praised. V'Oimer, and it says, Tenula Mirpi Adaha v'Halua B'Hashem Asaha. Give her from the fruits of her hand, her handiwork, and praise her in the gates, in the cities, for her deeds. The Gemara brings further that the beautiful ones were among the women would say, have a look at our beauty, our woman's for beauty. Those who came from good yichus would say, put your eyes on the family, a woman is for children. And those who are very not nice looking would say, take your purchase, L'shem Shemaim. B'cheinu Omer, says the Tana now, and so indeed it says, and this is a pasuk, talking about Yom Kippur. Or they made a drosh about it of Yom Kippur. There's a day of Simcha. Oh, you daughters of Tzion, go out and see the Hashem, described as Melech Shlomo. Why is he called Shlomo? The king that has everything. He has the Shalom. Bar Torah, have a look and see. Bar Torah, the crown, that his mother has crowned him with. Imo, your mother, means Knesset Yisrael. B'yom Chasanos, and the day of his Chasana, u'yom Simchas Libo, and the day of gladness of his heart. B'yom Chasanos is a Matan Torah. The day of his Chasana, that's Matan Torah, that's Yom Kippur, which were given the last Luchas. And it's the day of the Chasana of Hashem with the Jewish people. U'yom Simchas Libo, the day of gladness of his heart, zeh Binyan Zeh Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That refers to the building of the Beis HaMikdash, which was inaugurated on Yom Kippur, the days of Shlomo Melech. And since we now mention the Beis HaMikdash and we're finishing off the whole Masechta, the Baal HaMishnah finishes off with a tefillah. Sheyibonim Herimim, Amen. May be built speedily in our days. Slick Masechtas Tainis.